Gavin's Corner, idyllic Corsica. This year, with all the inclemency in Benson, we decided that we'd go abroad for a summer holiday for the first time in a couple of years. Choosing a destination is always an absolute nightmare for us. We spend hours on multiple websites trying to work out where would suit us best. Shall we stay in a villa or a hotel? Should the location be remote or part of a city? We then ping our ideas on WhatsApp to other members of the family to test the water. We were a daughter light for this holiday. She is in Canmore near Banff for 2 years with her boyfriend. Therefore, unusually, it was just four of us. So the decision-making process should have been easier. Having said that, the above questions still applied. Hotel or villa? City or countryside? And which country? The youngest daughter is easygoing as to where we go, but her boyfriend, at the time, was a little choosier, not really liking things to be too hot or to have to spend time in the sun. So somewhere overly hot was out of the question, therefore where? We looked at the usual suspects, Spain, Portugal, France, Italy, Greece, and further afield, searching for the not too hot, entertaining for all, reasonably priced, and likely to have enough non-organised things to do for the duration. We've had fantastic city holidays in the past, most notably Barcelona, which we love, but equally some lovely rural treats. This year in Europe, the temperature gauge was pushing 40 degrees in quite a few countries, which would have been very uncomfortable. You cannot, however, predict ahead of time, so a plunge had to be taken. Finally, we happened on Corsica, a place I had never been to. I always like somewhere new, with the benefit of speaking French. My wife had been there before and liked it, but had gone to the south. We chose the northeast, a beautiful place called Calvi. There was indeed plenty for us to do just in the town itself, but there were easy connections by overly hot train to other parts of the northeast. We stayed in a hotel, figuring that this would be easier, no cooking required, breakfast laid on, and a different restaurant every night. We have a habit of finding great restaurants, along with the odd bad one, and then choosing the best one for the final evening, we vote. This time, however, they were all favourites, so we decided to branch out and try a new restaurant on the last evening, and phew, it turned out to be the best. Surprisingly, in Corsica, given that it is an island, fresh seafood is very hard to come by and quite expensive. All the catches from the fishing fleets are sent to Marseille to be packed. If you want fresh seafood in Corsica, it must be sent back. We now think we have found our main destination. It was that good. And we saw dolphins. And that's by Gavin McLaughlin.